What was the most bizarre trip you have ever gone on?
I took a trip with my dear friends, Frank and Elena. It was 1994. We were going to go to Peru, but we changed our itinerary for Ecuador because at the time it wasn't safe to go to Peru. But anyway, I said, okay, I'll go. And we made plans. Me, I was just along for the ride. And boy, what a ride it was just to get there. The flight was about 11 hours and I never thought we were going to get there. All of a sudden, makes a steep turn that I never experienced in my life. And I thought we were going to crash. But lo and behold, all of a sudden, an airport appeared out of nowhere. In fact, I remember kissing the ground as I got off the plane. So now we're in Quito, and Frank and Elena could make a penny go a long ways. And so they found one-room accommodations. We stayed for $3. So I said, well, this is pretty good. Things aren't very expensive. For $2, you could eat a meal. And in Quito, it's very interesting that everything you order, they crack an egg on top of. We left Quito, and we went to a town called Cuenca, which was an interesting bus ride. We're on this bus, and we're going winding around through the mountains between Quito and Cuenca, and it starts raining. And I said to the bus driver, hey, you better put your windshield wipers on. And he threw his hands up, and I got the message that the windshield wipers didn't work. It's getting dark, and I don't know how the bus driver can see where he's going. And believe me, the roads, very treacherous. And I find out that the lights don't work on the bus either. And we're going around on the mountain road, and I can't understand how he's driving this road, because I could not see. Needless to say, that was a very interesting ride. But we made it to our destination. We made it to Cuenca, and we were going to spend 3 days in the park, camping and enjoying the sights. It was more like a forced march through mud and the jungle. In fact, I remember us moving through the jungle, and we got to a place where we couldn't go up and we couldn't go down anymore. But I was following Frank and Elena and trusting my life in their hands. And lo and behold, he says, oh, just go up a little higher. I think we can come out on the other side. And for some reason, Frank was always right. There were a few things that went on, like they sold chocolate in these big 3-pound, 4-pound bars. I bought the chocolate, and then I bought some sardines, and that was my menu for the trip. Well, needless to say, the second night in the tent, my stomach started giving me a little problems. I excused myself from the tent, walked into the jungle about 20 feet away, and exploded. And all night, Frank and Elena complained about my explosion. The National Forest was beautiful. And then from there, it was on to Banjo. It was a beautiful little town. Believe it or not, there were Hungarians that had settled in that town. And so there was like a Hungarian restaurant, beautiful Hungarian bakery. And these Hungarians had been there since after World War II. And there was a Hungarian community there, which I found so fascinating. We had already thought that we were going to go to the Galapagos Island. And so Frank and Elena make arrangements for my trip to the Galapagos. Now we get to this little fishing village, and I'm looking at this boat, and I'm going, this is the boat we're going to be on? It was like a little fishing boat. Well, it was like Popeye the Sailor Man's little boat. And our captain reminded me of Popeye. The sea life and the birds and the seals had no fear of mankind. You would literally have to walk around the birds as they just sat on the trail. I remember being in the ocean and swimming with seals that were just so friendly. They were treating me like I was one of them. Got up close to a spitting iguana, and I found out why they called them spitting iguanas. So that was the Galapagos Islands. Little aside, your mother, she was sick every day. She got seasick. It was our captain, who was also master chef, who boiled everything in this big pot of oil. And just the smell of it got your mother. And I don't remember too much of the trip after that, but it was a wonderful trip, and it's a fond memory that I have.
What are some unique things you ate there?
Our wonderful guinea pig experience. This is a delicacy, evidently, in Ecuador. I don't know, but a guinea pig looks like a rat to me. But, again, being an adventurer, we decided to go three ways on a guinea pig. I say, I want the head. I'm making a joke because I said I wanted a head because I thought I wouldn't have to eat anything because what can you eat on the head? Well, lo and behold, I got the head. We cut it and they're both looking at me. Says, well, aren't you going to eat? And I said, what's there to eat here? I said, well, there's the brain is there and you got the eyes and the little tongue. So I picked up the whole head and shoved it in my mouth and chewed it up and swallowed it. I wasn't going to bother with the little parts. I ate the whole thing. But when it comes to food, I'm an experimenter. So most everything we ate was bizarre.
Would you ever like to live there?
Very interesting, because the whole time I was there, most of the people that we dealt with were very poor, but I never heard a baby cry in the whole time that I was there. I don't think I'd ever want to live there permanently, but like a town like Banjo, I think would have been a very nice place to go and spend a couple months.